Plenty of purple.
Anyway, yeah. Shut up, you bloke. Shut up. This is my new segment coming up.
Oh, hello. Okay.
Oh, hello. Hello. Is it? Shut up.
His nickname's Purple because they're all purple, purple ribbons.
Yeah. Oh, have a listen to this. The new segments.
What the bloody hell is this?
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Footy Mythbusters.
Oh, hello.
Myths and legends in footy. There are hundreds of them. Yes. You know, the classic one was you, Bill. Where, you know, did you kick the ball over the wheat silo?
I mean, I did.
You didn't.
I did.
Did you?
And I kick it over you now. You're as big as a silo, but that is true.
Is that true or not?
Yes, it is.
Straight over it.
With the roof at the top of the silo.
Never happens.
Runners. Bare feet on.
And you might have had a few before you...
If you can have bare feet on. And I'd had a couple, yes.
Anyway, so that's the sort of thing we're going to uncover. Very
artificial.
So I've got an absolute legend Aussie rules on the line here to either dispel or agree with. Remember, and it was on the back of the camps that we've just been talking about. I remember the Bulldogs had a particular camp or get-together or something, and they all had to jump out of a plane over Port Phillip Bay. I think they were actually all landing in the water.
Yep. Terry Wheeler, Terry Watts.
Anyway, we'll find out in just a moment. But Doug Hawkins was part of that. And Doug, I was of the understanding that one player refused to jump, a la what's happening in camps today. And as we welcome you, was that you? Were you the player that didn't jump?
BT, JB, the Duck, Bouncing Billy.
Yes.
Hey, BT, at the end of the day, I'm the club captain, and let me just say this. Why would I, at the age of 33, want to jump out of an aeroplane at 5,000 feet? Why would you want to do that? Why would you want to do that? And you guys, let me just say this too, BT. There's three things I hate. I hate small planes, I'm petrified of heights, and we land in Port Phillip Bay, and I'm shit scared of sharks. Why would I want to do it? I'm the club captain.
So you didn't do it?
Well, I wasn't going to do it. I had a couple of guys who were going to be not keen to do it. Mark Hunter, the father of Lockie Hunter.
Yeah.
And you're not going to believe this one. The great Tony Liberatore, as we knew how tough and how courageous he was petrified. He didn't want to do it either. So we were the last plane out. It was a rainy day. I'll never forget it. A bit like the Buddy Holly, the Dixie Ballard, so it's you're not going to make it. This is going to smash.
So the other thing, Hawk, is you've got 40 guys jumping out at, you know, all within seconds of each other. And you're landing in the water. You only had one boat to pick you up. Mate, you're
100% right, BT. And I bobbed up and down for about 5 minutes. I was just, you know, the jaw shark, the I was absolutely petrified. And you're dead right. I think they call it a static line, which the parachute opened automatically. There was a young boy named Shane Allen, not the boy who played at Adelaide in those two flags. Another young kid named Shane Allen. He'd never been on a plane and never landed on a plane. Never landed in one. He'd never been in one, never landed in one. And I'll be honest, boys, I end up doing it. I changed my mind right at the last minute because of the peer pressure. As BT said, you're part of a club, you're part of a group. I'm the club captain. I'm on the verge of playing 300 games. Raylene's about to have our third kid. I thought myself, I don't need to do this. But being the club captain, you've got to do it. And I'll never forget this. I had my feet dangling out. I looked at the ocean.
Yeah.
And this prick pushed me in the back, and then I just went straight out.
And did it help you? Did it help you that year, Doug? Did it help you and the team?
No, it never. Not one inch.
Who was the coach at that time?
Terry Wheeler was the coach. Right. He got us to camp at Mount Bogong 1 year, and then I think it was at the Yu Yangs another year, but. The idea, just a quick one too, boys. We went down to do some training at Pakenham. There was a training course there. This guy was showing us how to do it, and this is a true story. About 500 metres above the ground, the parachute collapsed in front of us. And it just hit the ground, bang. And we're supposed to be there, obviously, no one know all about this jump. Channel 9, Channel 7, Channel 10. They all turned up and saw us and, what are you blokes doing here? Cool. Well, we're just watching this.
Hey,
that's
Dougie,
what happened in Pakenham as well.
Dougie, this is not the same plane Robert Groenewegen took over the announcement.
No, JB, it's not the same way as Captain Gronewager.
Another myth.
Just tell people out there on that Gronewager flight what the announcement was on the way to the States. What did Captain Gronewager, who was one of your teammates, say over the PA?
BT, allegedly.
Yes,
I was pretty tight, very emotional at that stage.
Yeah, you were pissed up the back.
I was pole waxed. I had a skin pull. But anyway,
quickly, Hall.
Remember, we had some really severe air turbulence, and it was really bouncing around. And then all of a sudden, and don't forget, this has gone from first class to cattle class. It's gone a whole lot. He said, "Hello, this is the captain speaking. Captain Robert Gronewager here." He said, "As you can experience, there's been some severe air turbulence." He said, "Enjoy your meal. Put your seatbelt on. It's going to be your last. We're about to go to the ocean."
That is true.
That can't happen.
Beautifully done.
Well done.
Thank you very much.